This is Stephanie, and this is my show MinMax, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm sorry if you witnessed the awkward pause in the beginning. It's not supposed to happen. I really hope I'm not getting audited by someone at 2 a.m. wanting the volunteer hours. I had a little bit of a technical issue, which is called being incompetent using the computer despite being born in the 2000s. Anyways, that was Shibuya by Takeharu Nishimoto from the game The World Ends With You. And next up is Make or Break, same game, same artist.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this game. The World Ends With You was originally a Nintendo DS release, which, oh my gosh, I can't believe how long ago that era was. Did you know if you go into a vintage store, it is now mostly DS games? Well, not mostly, but too many. Makes me feel really old. Anyways, enough of that aging dread for now. Let's talk about the game a little more. The video game is from the company Square Enix, who is also known for things like Kingdom Hearts, which I point out specifically due to both Kingdom Hearts and The World Ends With You having the same producer, Tetsuya Nomura. The World Ends With You isn't just on the DS, though. It got ported over to iOS and Android, and then over to the Switch. Fun fact, I have played the Switch version 1 time, the iOS version 2 times, and then the DS version about 4 times. I have 2 copies of the game because I thought I lost it as a kid and could not handle the idea of not having it. Which is to say, I really like the game. I don't really know if I could go through the same game 7 times without going crazy unless I liked it a lot. Though, to also be fair, it came out in 2007, and then probably 2008 in the US, I think, which means I was probably like 6 or 7, so I don't think it took a lot to keep my little child brain entertained, and I would like to argue I still have a little child brain. Alright, next is Detonation by Takeharu Ishimoto, and after that, I'll talk a little bit about the actual plot of the game.
You've seen the foundation holding up a ragged nation. You know it in your mind what it's like and how it lies. You want the right resolution, the right to get another portion. You know now is the time to get ready for detonation. Rise up like a vortex cortex. Reality is full of immorality. Rich tears, they tear the diffuser. Moist icky crust, that's what they like. Complex going on and on. Insanity means nothing within vanity. Good creatures, they wallow with their holly. You're now sweet. Go kiss the cake. You've seen its germination. Stammering, hammering, delight and recognition. Uber world, the hubble bubble world. You should love to say cheers to your ally, baby. You chose the left direction. Left your shadow on a color with the sorrow. But how could I? Why should I? I will take part in our pretty decoration. Drink them all up with veracity, curiosity. Deadly drop is the dawn of positivity. Cross in the first cross, it tastes so good. Maniac tracks on the floor tonight. Mixed up with the Zodiac maniac. Got a heart attack, the flatline, my lifeline. Heart is hardy, pumping up steadily. The madman boys on the streets again. What a game. You've seen its foundation holding up a ragged nation. You know it in your mind what it's like and how it lies. You want the right resolution, the right to get another portion. You know now is the time to get ready for detonation. Rise up like a vortex cortex. Reality is full of immorality. Retreat is a cheer, the diffuser. More sticky crust, that's what they like. Complex going on and on. Insanity means nothing with vanity. Good creatures, they wallow in their holly. Now, sweetie, go kiss the cake. Drink them all up, veracity, curiosity. Deadly drop is a dawn of positivity. Tossing the first crop, tastes so good. Maniac track on the floor tonight. Mixed up with the Zodiac maniac. Got a heart attack, the flatline, my lifeline. Heart is hardy, pumping up steadily. The madman boys on the streets again. What a game.
All right. So, the game. You play as very edgy, I think teenager, maybe preteen, character Neku, who wakes up in the middle of Shibuya, realizing his memories are gone. You find yourself playing a game called the Reaper's Game, in which you have to partner with another person in order to come back to life. And why did I phrase it like that without saying that you're dead? Because you don't find out you're dead until about, like, the first few minutes of the game. But you don't know. He also doesn't know because he lost his memories. Oh, I'm kind of scattered. Final midterms week are getting to me. Anyways, so one of the things that makes this game very good. First of all, the art direction is amazing. The characters are so emotive. And the monsters that you fight, which are called Noise, are also so well designed. Like, I could imagine getting a tattoo of all of them. My parents can't imagine it. They'd be very upset. But I could. And another thing that makes it really great are all the is your partner and the other players of the game. The game does a very good job, in my opinion, of putting you in the shoes of this very emo character who has to actually learn to interact with people in a not cold and biting way. And I feel like you warm up to the characters the same way, in the same time he does. And it's honestly really fun. The other characters in the game also have growth through the game. Your partner that you meet in that first day of the game, the Reaper's Game is a 7-week game. His name is Shiki. And she is, I think, great, wonderfully written. At first, she comes off very ditzy, but then you find out there's more to her character. You meet two other players, Beat and Rhyme, who really kind of show how, like, harsh this game is, but how different outlooks kind of react to it. It's honestly great. I actually, fun fact, over the summer/finals week of this year, spring, which might have put too much on my plate than I should have had, but it's okay. I worked on a fanzine for this game. If you're interested, or if anyone's listening and interested, which is very probably nobody, feel free to contact me. I think my email shows up if you go on the WMFO website. Anyways, enough of me talking. Next, we have Deja Vu by Takeharu Ishimoto featuring Joanna Koike. And after that, Oop Arts also by Takeharu Ishimoto.
Get my feet back on every-
And that one was Give Me All Your Love by Takeharu Ishimoto. I'm going to talk about the gameplay a little bit because that is another thing that The World Ends With You really does well. Honestly, The World Ends With You, I feel like, does almost everything really well. It's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of games you have to say, oh, you know, this game has really great graphics, but the story is a little lacking. Oh, this game has really good story, but then the graphics and gameplay kind of falters. I really think that this game manages to get everything right, especially on the DS version. I don't think I've ever... I can't say that. But I think it is one of the games that uses the double screen of the DS to its fullest, for sure. It, you control your partner on the top screen with the, either the up, down, left, right buttons or the A, B, Y, X buttons. And you control your character on the bottom with a stylus. And he has a number of different pins that he can choose between to choose different powers, all of which, most of which have different prompts. Some you have to scream into the microphone, which really worries your parents when you're in a car with them. And some you have to swipe, some you have to press, some you have to hold and press. And you can really combo them up, build them up to the most efficient or most fun or most cheesiest combo you can think of. And as I mentioned before, the enemies you fight are called noise. There are a good amount of them with a variety of movesets each. I feel the bosses are pretty difficult without being ridiculous. Some of them have their gimmicks that I think match with the characters that you're fighting, which I honestly think really adds to the fight. They all have banger music to fight along to, as you are hopefully hearing. And speaking of noise, let's do a poorly transitioned PSA. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single plane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods, with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. This was a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. And to follow that extremely unsmooth transition, we have the next song called Noisy Noise. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
in deepest reverb. I've got to get out of this flame before I tame. Why can't you leave me alone for just one night? I crack open my sword and show that same coming box. When after another, they're looking for the switch lock. Bending up, yeah, staring down. A meter's 9 years is making breakdown noise. Without a doubt, I kept on walking till today I saw this sprout. Between the black dirt and still with all its strength, but you smashed it up, never revealing its depth. Breakfast at those water streaks are stretching my nerves. I am hearing their voice in deepest reverb. I've got to get out of this room before I'm tamed. Why can't you leave me alone for just one night?
That was Transformation by Takeharu Ishimoto featuring Andy from Sixpin. I will be saying his name every time a new song comes up, but if I forget, Takeharu Ishimoto was the music director for this game, so the songs are all credited to him. Yeah. Next, we have Hybrid by Takeharu Ishimoto, followed by Someday.
There for you.
Now I'm ready to dive in, taking some milk for sure, 'cause this is way I am.
Spatial patterns deep inside of me. Lose yourself, accumulated ground. All I know is my soul unbreakable. Where the fire
I'm not afraid to die.
And those two songs were Junk Garage by Takeharu Ishimoto, followed by Calling, also Takeharu Ishimoto. The next song, I kind of wanted to do a little fanfare for, but before that, because I have a feeling this might be the second to last song, would I recommend this game? Absolutely. The DS game, I think, is the best version of the game. The DS game is not easy to access anymore. I think the iOS version of the game is better than the Switch version, mainly because it's cheaper. The touchscreen on the Switch isn't great. The Switch doesn't have a microphone, so you don't get as kind of like a cool difference between all the different pins, which are called psychs, and the game has to offer. And yeah, no, it's a great game. It is in my top three favorite series. It's between one or two. I can't decide between either or. And I did say series because this game did get a sequel 14 years after its Japanese release, which I was so excited for. I almost lost it. Anyways, the next song is Twister by Takeharu Ishimoto, and this song is very, very popular within the World Ends With You fandom. And if you don't believe me, there is this one YouTube video called Twister All Versions Updated, because I had to get updated when the new game came out, and it is the same song, different remixes from the same game, different ports of the game, different games, live performances. It is 1 hour and 47 minutes and 19 seconds long. I did honestly, seriously debate, what if I made my whole show just this song? And I decided that I'm probably the only one listening to the show. So why would I do that to myself? Anyways, here's Twister.
Yeah, I know. もうやめた減らし口 no.
And that was Twister. Kind of a bop. Kind of makes sense why they have so many different versions of it. I might listen to that to sleep tonight, and I am not being sarcastic. Even though my voice sounds painfully sarcastic. It's unstoppable. I can't do anything about that. But anyways, before I played the last song for you, this was Min Max. You're DJ Stephanie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The last song of my show tonight is called Satisfy by Takeharu Ishimoto, and I hope you enjoy.
Satisfy.